I trust you're all ready for a brief quiz on Chapter 7.
It seems to me that Chapter 7 offers a lot of theories, but leaves out what I believe is the real truth.
Well, just what did you specifically have in mind?
Well, for example, how the Earth was formed.
I agree.
Oh, really? And just what is your source of authority? Don't tell me the Bible. Every year we get a new crop of holy Joes. Nice guys always. And sweet, refined young girls who are all mixed up because of what they learned in Sunday school.
We've talked about these things in Sunday school. And I'll have to say, I still believe the Bible.
Church? Bible? God is dead, you better believe it. God is dead, there's no doubt at all. Look all around you and you'll see. If there's a God, it's you and me. Man is an animal of instinct and pride. He has a brain, but there's no soul inside. He's come a long way since first he began. A little blob of plasma that evolved into man. God is dead, you better believe it. God is dead, there's no doubt at all. If there's a halo round your head, how will it help you when you're dead? Heaven's a paradise of folly and dream. Hell plays his heart in the poor preacher's scheme. Don't try to bury your head in the sand. Your God is dead, it's time to face the facts. There's no question in my mind. You just stated the truth of the matter. No, he didn't fall. He plainly never lived at all.
I wonder if this universe took a billion blazing stars and worlds that spin around them like Pluto and like Mars were all a great big accident. God declared,
let there be light. And God declared, let there be light.
I wonder if it really rained for 40 days and nights, till water climbing higher covered all the mountain heights. Did Noah really that rogue of mighty sea, with animals all safe inside, while God destroyed
the whole world wide.
Did Jesus rise
up from the dead? Did Jesus rise up from the dead? I
quit wondering a long time ago. You surely don't believe the fairy tales in Genesis, do you?
Well, it seems to me that it's easier to believe those fairy tales in Genesis than to believe that a creation of such complexity and design could just happen.
So you're not ashamed to admit to the entire class that you think God waved his magic wand, and presto, here we are.